sisters are waiting for you. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ was prophesying concerning the destruction of that beautiful temple in Israel, in Jerusalem. In verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Three questions. What shall these things be? Which things? The destruction of Jerusalem. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? Because he told them he will soon be coming back. And the third one is, what is the sign of the end of the world? And see the answer that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. Verse 4 and verse 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, I am Christ here. The Bible is explicit. The Bible didn't say, people will come and say, I am Jesus. Christ means anointed. The anointed one. That is, many people will come claiming anointing. Anointed ones will come at the end time. So the first thing for you to know, the sign of his coming, the sign of the end of the world, what will be? The first thing you watch out is the spirit of deception. He said, be careful that no one deceives you. Take heed that no man deceive you. It means there will be a spirit of deception. Hallelujah. Then he said, many will come. What they will use to deceive you is anointing. Take heed that nobody uses anointing to deceive you. He was telling his disciples. Can I see the disciples of Jesus Christ here tonight? Wave your hand. Okay, that scripture is for you. God bless you. I'm not talking to Hindus here today. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 24. Hallelujah. Verse 23. Then, that is at that time, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. What is he saying? He's telling you, hey, don't follow anointing. Don't know whether anybody is reading this Bible together with me. As I read that, the way you read that, I'm waiting to see with that. That's what I want to share with you. He's warning. The true children of God do not follow anointing. The attraction of a true child of God is not the anointing, because at this end time, many people will come using anointing to deceive the people. Verse 24. Hallelujah. For there shall arise false Christ. You know why I'm emphasizing this tonight? Churches these days now, in advertising what they have, I have not seen any church that advertises that we have the correct interpretation of the word. What do they use? They sing now with their church name instead of the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything they advertise is the church. What testimonies are going on in that church? The healing that are taking place in that church, the deliverance, the testimonies. They gather people to emphasize where their interest is for the next 4 hours in a 6-hour program. 4 hours is testimonies of how God is using the great man of God. Bible said, don't run after thoughts. Don't go. Why? Verse 24. For there shall arise false Christ. Not false Jesus. False anointed ones. And false prophet. This prophet as used here, it's not the one that will tell you rain will fall tomorrow and rain will go follow. Nobody can want to. A prophet in the New Testament, the way it is used here, is a teacher of the word. A preacher. False anointed ones and false preachers. And shall show great signs and wonders. What will they do? They will show great. Great is great. Jesus himself is the one saying it. They will show great signs and wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Somebody say, thank God it is not possible. That's why he added and said, if it were possible, the elect cannot be deceived. But it will be so close. The wonders will be so great, so marvelous, that it will deceive the people, that if the elect does not take time, they may even be deceived and think that is of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can we read again 2 Corinthians? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I want us to think on this. Hallelujah. And they say, what is this man they talk? I think we come see prophet. They say prophet plenty for there, then go prophesy. And I want the prophesy now. I don't be prophet. Am I not prophesying? Am I not prophesying? I am prophet Moses and I'm prophesying. Am I flying? Can I fly up? Now only Sunday I'm Arachi Uchuna, they say fly and fly and fly. I'm prophesying now, no one will tell me to fly. Fly. Am I not an eagle too? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul was telling the church at Corinth in verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom you have not preached, which we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, no wonder, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me take another scripture before we talk on 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. I should fly up. Thank you very much. Chapter 4, 1 Timothy, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the truth, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Finally, 1 John chapter 4. If you are there, from verse 1 again. Are we there? John chapter 4. 1 John. Beloved, verse 1. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Let me just go to verse 6. We are of God. This we here is the apostles that wrote this Bible. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From these scriptures, these are scriptures for the end time. Are we in the end time? End time of what? Now, because when you say end time, you have to understand. We have different end of time in the Bible. There is the end of time for salvation for the Gentiles. There is the end, hallelujah. There is the end of time for the whole world to be destroyed. For now, as it concerns us, we are in the end of the time allotted to the Gentiles to be saved. Remember, salvation was for the Jews. When the Jews turned down the gospel according to Acts chapter 13 and other scriptures in the Bible, Apostle Paul told us that because they have counted themselves unworthy of the gospel, they've rejected salvation, he said, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 11 verse 25, Apostle Paul again was telling the Gentiles. He said, don't think that God has forgotten Israel. He said, hallelujah, blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Therefore, it is for a time. And there are scriptures that let us know. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That we are truly at the end time. Because we have a very wonderful scripture that I have never had any denominational preacher quote. That scripture is Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7. That scripture says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he will begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he, God, has revealed to his servants the prophets. So, it means there are seven angels. By the time the seventh one begins to sound, he said the mystery of God should be finished. Who are these seven angels? That will take you back to understand the mystery that has been hidden in the scriptures. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 16 and verse 20, there are seven stars in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20 says those seven stars are the angels to the churches. Which churches? They are depicted in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They are there speaking of the time allotted to the Gentiles. That when the gospel will come to the Gentiles, it will go through seven different dispensations known as the seven church ages. And for each church age, a messenger is sent forth to hold the light for the day. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And according to history, six angels have gone. Seventh angel. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Who's original? The original. The original seed.
Yes, sir.
The original one is what I believe. The Son of Man. The original life, the original seed.
And as time went on, according to those prophecies, in his grace, in his goodness. Oh, I don't know. Just let me just find out. If today is your first time of visiting this church, can you wave your hand? Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Wave it very well. Let me just see how many people I'm talking to for the first time. God bless you. Put down your hand. Thank you. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That seventh angel, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, we have known him to be that man that God used in this age, that the denominational preachers hate. The devil hates him. But the lovers of truth love him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That man is William Marion Braham, that American that God used from 1933 until 1965 when he died. Received that message, that seventh angel messenger. He said in the days when that voice of the seventh angel will begin to sound, he said the mystery of God. Which mystery? The mystery is in Ephesians chapter 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Apostle Paul said, the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. How the Gentiles that we are nobody. How the Gentiles that we are alienated. How the Gentiles that Jesus Christ called dogs. How the Gentiles that we are uncircumcised. How the Gentiles that had no God, had no link with the God of creation. How now they occupy a higher position now than the Jews. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. He said in the days of that voice of that seventh angel, he said that mystery will be winding up. The mystery, that is salvation for the Gentiles, will be winding up. And brethren, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. Understanding, we are open. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, we are in the end time. And all these scriptures I have read, they are scriptures pertaining to the end time fulfilled in our own day. Now, from this scripture, you can now know that it's not every church with signboard church that is a true church of the living God. Amen. From these scriptures we have read, some of those churches, amen, the anointing there is false anointed one. False Christ. So what, that is what is leading me today now to share this with you. To answer this question, how do I identify a true church? That's what I want to share tonight. How do I identify a true church? I have six areas to share with you
how to identify a true church. And you cannot tear a church from the leader of the church. It's the leader of the church that produces that kind of church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I leave it because, and why this question came to me is because, oh, praise God. People leave Bride Assembly, our members. They travel out overseas. So many of them are here. Now visa carry them call here. When they come finish, they come see something way past visa. Their eyes of understanding were open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One minister here, Kingsley, is a prophet. He said somebody can't give a revelation, say, he get one boy, Chawas is his name. If you wear his suit, you can't go interview. Tap, tap, they will give you visa. They can't tell him. He said, one of his friends for 5 years, they were looking for visa. Now he come, go Bride Assembly. Now he Chawas come call and come give him suit, make him wear. He wear and finish, he come out and he said, go for interview. Now he go, they just give him visa. He said he met the wife, that the wife, they tell her, he said, my husband, they London now. He said, how? He said, now one suit where we wear, one coat where we wear for Bride Assembly. Hallelujah. You know, Chawas Week is coming up next month. Oh yes, Chawas Week. Prosperity Week is coming. Maybe he will buy plenty of suit for us to wear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when he came here, amen. Hallelujah. When he came here, something else happened. His eyes opened. He discovered that what he needed was more than visa to go out. Is it not the same brother that has traveled out now? He still couldn't stay outside there. He came back here. I know of a brother here that moved to South Africa where he stayed there. After some time, there was no place. He could not get a church to worship. He had to run and come back here. I met him. He told me, he said, I have to come back to Nigeria if I didn't want to die spiritually. He said, because there's nowhere to go. I said, now your eyes don't open. May somebody's eyes be open tonight in the name of Jesus. What we preach here is not church. It's not church. There is a message in the land. We have heard the voice of God to this age telling us to come back to Bible Christianity. Bible Christianity does not advertise any church. Bible Christianity advertises Christ and Christ alone and Him crucified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are some people where you see them, bam, you will see somebody who will say, as I see this one, so, now so church it belongs. You see, I'm learning not to call names of church. Your prayers is being answered. You see, I've called church now, but I can't hold back. When you see some people like this, you go say, now so church, this one they go. When you see some people wear trousers, they speak in tongues, they go, you say, now so church, the church they for ego. You even know where the church is. They're for Oregu. The church where they wear trousers, like, kaka, now Oregu, they fool. I don't call any church name. I call any church name. There are some like this where you see them. As they go on the street, you go say, ah, this one church, they're for Bagada. They're for Bagada. Hallelujah. Amen. No, that is not Christianity. Christianity is when they see you, they will say, ah, this is a Christian. Ah, this is a Christian. This is a Christian. This is a Christian. This is a Christian. It is after that then they will ask you, which church do you belong? And you will never answer them and say, I worship, I am from Bride. No, you will tell them, why do you want to know the church? I am a Christian. I just love Christ. That's all. That's all. Blessed be the name of the Lord.